What a great day God has made. You know, we quote that scripture that we just sang from Psalms 118 and verse 24, and it says, this is the day that God has made. This is the day that God formed, He shaped, He created it. God made this day. I want you to think about it. Think about today didn't just show up. Today, the Lord formed today. And let's go just a little bit deeper in the power of that scripture. This is the day that God has made. This is the day God has made. And then consider all things the word says. Everything God has made, He made for His purpose and He made for His pleasure. And if God is pleased and we walk in the pleasure of the Lord, if we acknowledge the pleasure, the favor of the Lord, you're going to be happy too. You're going to be extremely happy. You're going to be satisfied. You're going to be filled. You're going to be empowered. You're going to know the wisdom and the truth that you need to know. You're going to know that you're not missing anything. You're going to know who you are, why you are, what you're about, what you're to do, just by walking in the goodness of the Lord. By walking in the goodness of the Lord. In the beginning, God said, in the beginning, God made, in the beginning, in the beginning, in the beginning. Today is all about what it's always about, but today is all about the word of the Lord in Jesus. Today is a Jesus Word of the Lord day. Today is all about the Word of the Lord. Today is all about Jesus. We are PFC, Prophetic Fulfillment Church. And what that means is we are here to seek God, to love Him with all of our hearts, and to walk in the fullness of His Word, to be the fullness of His Word. Because the kingdom of heaven dwells and abides within you. And that's where it is. We're not waiting for the kingdom to show up. Jesus said, if you're looking for it to show up, He said, you're considering it incorrectly. He said, it doesn't come in that fashion. He said, you have to acknowledge where the kingdom is, and the kingdom of God is within you. God so loved the world that He gave. That's what God does. You need to be a bigger giver. You need to give more. You need to smile more. You need to laugh more. You need to rejoice more. You need to be kind more. You need to be loving more. You need more forgiving. You need to let people feel Christ every time you step in the room. They should feel the presence of the one that saved you, that loved you, that raised you from the dead, that healed you, that set you free. The Lord who blessed you, the Lord who called you, the Lord who is ever present with you. You need to rejoice. You need to declare, this is the day God has made. I will rejoice and I'll be glad in it. If you feel like you got a no, you received a no for some reason of something, you need to celebrate the no. Because when you celebrate the no, what you're actually doing is celebrating God makes the decisions. You're saying, God, my trust is in you. You make the decisions. And my steps are ordered by you. So why would I not celebrate a no? Because a no isn't a denial. A no is an acceptance of us to His will. And He says, if you pray according to my will, you'll have whatever you ask. And if you know what the will of God for your life is, you're not going to mess up. And if you mess up, you get back fixed up because God's will is the perfect way. There is a perfect order to each and every single day. Do you hear me? There is a perfect order to every single day. Yes, I will say it one more time. There is a perfect order to every single day. For you. Perfect order. For every single day for you. Because today did not just show up. Today the day was made. But not only was it made, not only was it created, but it was created in a perfect and significant design. Today was created specifically and perfectly in order with the will of God. And today has a treasure, it has a mystery, it has something incredibly important. Today is something incredibly important to you. The word says, rejoice and be glad in it. I'll say of the Lord, this is the day. I'll say of the Lord, that's important. I will say of the Lord, this is the day that God has made. So today, you could be going through a trying time, everything's pretty smooth. Maybe things are happening. Our little puppy got sick the other day. And she just got sick overnight. Little white Maltese. We just love little Cindy Mae. She's part of the family. She's just the sweetest little dog. And everyone that sees her just loves little Cindy Mae. So we wake up a couple of days ago. And it's just prior to my wife's birthday. Help me wish my wife happy birthday today. It's Donna's birthday. Happy birthday, sweetheart. And we are going to celebrate. Oh, yeah, we are. Going to celebrate so hard, I'm going to forget what yesterday was. I don't mean in a bad way. I mean in a good way. I mean celebrate the Lord. Celebrate. Not that kind of celebrate. And then tomorrow is Lene's birthday, so she's the day after. So help me wish her happy birthday. So our little puppy, just a couple of days before birthday celebration, gets really sick. She's going to the bathroom, lots of blood. She's sick. She can't keep anything down just like that. You don't want to look those things up, because according to what you read, you need to kiss your dog goodbye and dig a hole. So my wife said, I think we should take her to the vet, see what's going on. And I said, yeah, because there's a lot of blood. But I speak the word, she's going to be fine. My wife's at the vet, and they've got her on the table, and they're doing all kinds of things. And I said, we are going to celebrate right now. We're going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate right now. We don't have a good answer. Things look pretty bad. She looks really sick. She's lethargic. A lot of blood. Vomiting. Can't keep anything down. This doesn't look good. And this is not our little puppy. She is just as lively and alive as can be. So we just start prophesying and speaking. And I'm at home and I'm studying, preparing for today. And just a bunch of stuff. We don't know. We're going to have to do all this stuff. It could be anything, one of a thousand things. But, you know, it just didn't look good. And I said, we're going to rejoice. I didn't start calling. I didn't cast anything out. I didn't rebuke anything. I just said, we are going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate what looks like a no. We're going to celebrate it. And God will give us the answer. Well, Cindy Mae is perfectly fine. She's all well. By the time the doctors could get the test, she started getting better. She's fine. There isn't a thing wrong with her. Now, there's certainly something wrong with her when they took her to the vet. That we know. But the word of the Lord is sure. And God healed our little puppy in a moment's time while she was at the vet's, before they could even get her home. God is faithful. Celebrate a no, because it's not the no you think. It's the yes God has for you. And if you be faithful, if you'll be faithful to the word of the Lord, and what I mean by that is if you feel like you've had a no response to something you've inquired of God or asked God for, it is not the no that you think. It is the yes that he has for you. And it's us in recognition saying, I trust in the Lord that he is the decision maker. And that's when you can implement all things work together for good to them that love him, to them who are the called. Everything has to work out good. That's why I said rejoice and don't complain. And we don't have a choice but to praise the Lord, because this is a day God has made. Every single day, no matter how challenging it may be or may appear to be, or the potential of the day being challenging, you have to understand God ordered today, and in every single day there is a treasure to be had, and your faith can find it out. You may not see it, it may not make sense to you, but it's there, because this is the day that God has made. And the day, every day since the Word of God, every day since the word of the Lord, every day since the seventh day, God has perfectly arranged and ordered every single day for your good. Every single day. Every single day. You cannot do anything out of the order of today. Try it. I challenge anyone to do anything outside of the order of today. It's impossible, because this is today, and everything I do is going to be done within the order of today. That's pretty simple, right? If anyone can do anything outside of the order of today, Steve will give you $10 million. And I can guarantee you he's not going to give anyone $10 million, because everything has to be done within the scope of today. There isn't another day. So the word says, I will say of the Lord, this is the day. This is it. This is the day. And the word says, take no thought for tomorrow. And don't say, tomorrow we'll do this or tomorrow we'll do that. Paul said, don't consider yesterday. The word says, say today. This is the day. See, there's a treasure of success. There's a treasure of fullness and satisfaction and taking the right step so you don't have to spend the next several days, weeks, months, or years trying to fix the wrong. You can take the perfect step because every single day has its perfect order. It's pretty awesome, right? Well, then sound like it. Open to me the gates of righteousness that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteousness shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and become my salvation. This is what this scripture, this is the day the Lord has made, is all about. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is Jesus. This is Jesus. Okay, the word is saying rejoice, and we take that scripture and we talk about it because it's the day God has made. But the impact, the reality, the body of that word is far deeper than you may imagine. The stone, the cornerstone, the builders rejected, the cornerstone in any structure, and especially back in the day when they used stones, the cornerstone was a perfectly cut stone. It had to be the most perfect stone that was to be laid because it was the first stone to be laid for the foundation and for the wall. And the reason it had to be perfect is if that stone was not perfectly cornered, perfectly set, the rest of the structure would follow the order of that stone. If it was off, as you continued to migrate into the building of the temple or the house or the temple would continually get more and more out of order, out of shape. The dimension would change. It would not be what it was intended to be. It wouldn't be a perfect structure. It would be out of order, which means the walls would be out of order. The roof would be out of order. The ceiling would be out of order. It would be out of order. It wouldn't be right. It would be built incorrectly. Jesus says, I am the chief corner, meaning the first stone to be laid. I am the first stone to be laid. What does that mean? Jesus said, I am the perfect order of your life. I am the perfect order of today. See, this scripture isn't talking about just a random day. It's talking about a perfect day. It's talking about the order that God created the day in, and that's Jesus, and the people rejected the chief cornerstone. People resist the perfect order of the day. They resist doing it God's way because you just think somehow, some way, it's going to be okay, but it never will be okay when you resist the chief, the first stone laid. Jesus, say Jesus, is that first stone. His order is perfect. You need to hear yourself say it. He is order. Not he is, that's good, but his order, or he is, order is perfect. I like he is better. Say he is, order is perfect. That's Gary articulation today. His order is perfect, and the stone is perfect. And that first stone was laid down in order to build the temple. And that order, the order of the temple was perfect because it followed the geometry, it followed the order of that first stone, and everything from that point on lined up with that first stone. And if it did, it turned out exactly the way it was supposed to be. It was straight, it was arranged correctly, and everything fit without adjustment. Have you ever built anything? Have you ever done anything? And you just allow, you thought, oh, it's not quite perfect, but it'll be okay. Well, at the end, it was way more aggressively not perfect than it was in the beginning. It's like if you draw a straight line and it's just 1 degree off. You won't notice it until you get out a ways. You get out very far and you're going to notice it a lot. It's going to look like a crooked line. The order is perfect. The order of today is perfect. You have to know today is perfect, because if you don't realize this scripture, then you're going to have a lot of trouble with a lot of days. Because the order of today is that the chief cornerstone has laid it. God the Father has laid the order of today. It doesn't matter what you're going through. The chief order of today is Jesus. This is going to be such a Jesus day. I want you to remember Jesus, the one and only Redeemer, the Savior, the Son of the living God, the firstborn among the dead, Jesus, the one through whom we are saved and born again, the one through whom we have eternal life, the one that forgives you, saves you, changes you, loves you, empowers you, cares for you, the one who is with you, Jesus. He is the order of today. And listen to this. The stone that the builders rejected. What did that mean? They didn't want to build upon the stone of who Christ was. Their religion, their doctrine, their desires, their lusts, their hopes, their dreams, their greed, whatever it was, and it was all there. They wanted to build the temple. They wanted to build their religion. They wanted to build their gods based upon their heart. They declared God, but they denied Him. And that's what this scripture is saying. They wouldn't build according to the chief cornerstone. It was religion. That's why Jesus rebuked the religious leaders. They were not being built. They were not ordering their lives in line with the chief cornerstone, the first stone to be laid, which is Christ. It doesn't get better, but there is more. He, who? Jesus, has become the chief cornerstone, and they rejected that stone. Okay? Now listen to this. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. God is Lord of what? Laying the chief cornerstone, and it is a marvel in our eyes. It is a marvel that He has laid that stone. So if we would just follow the order of His will, and you don't have to do it by your own authority, by your own volition, by your own power, by your own will. He says, if you will just surrender yours as not enough, He said, I will give you mine, which is more than enough. It is the order of a perfect day. Jesus is the order of the perfect day. Jesus is the cornerstone upon which your life is built. Let's read it. I thank you, Lord, that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, the first stone laid. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Do you get it? What day? This day that He's talking about, where He laid the perfect order of the day. This is the day, if you will, heaven is saying, God is saying, this is the day I'm talking about. This day. That day. That day when God said, I'm laying the order of the day. I'm laying the order of eternity. I'm laying the order of your life. Every single day has a perfect order, and your faith can find it out. You know the power, the great faith of the centurion? I'm going to tell you in a minute, but not right now. I want to read and not just quote today. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him. and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shined in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Okay? In the beginning was the Word. So what is the beginning? When was that? The Word. The Scripture is not only telling us a beginning, it's telling us what the beginning is. The beginning is the Word. And who is the Word? Jesus. So think about it like this. God is the fullness of all things. There is no void. There is no emptiness. There is no time. There's God. The Word says exceeding our imagination. You can't sit there, no matter how much I describe to you, and fathom the depth of God. It is impossible. There's no human mind, no scientist. There isn't the smartest person on the planet I happen to know. I think I'm him. That would, okay, maybe not, but that would possibly know how to imagine God. How do you imagine God? His ways are past finding out. They're higher than ours. They're deeper than ours. He's unsearchable. And he's invisible, which means there's nothing about human beings, nothing about any creation that is able to fathom, able to identify, able to say, oh, there he is. This is God. That's God. He's so God. One day I was preaching and I said, God is so good. God is so God. And what I was saying is he's beyond my expression. His goodness is beyond your expression. His greatness is beyond your expression. His grace is beyond your expression. His mercy is beyond your expression. His love is beyond your expression. There's no way to know it. But in the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Word. So think about it like this. God says one day, before there was a day, in the beginning, let's say in the beginning of a day, God says, I want to make my word known. I want to make my word known. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Some say in the bosom of God. Some say beside God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So incredible. This verse here identifies who the beginning was, not just when the beginning was. Jesus is the beginning. When you say the Word of God, you are describing the Son of God. And his name shall be called, his robe will be dipped in blood, and his name shall be called the Word of God. See, we know the Word of God as a prophetic word. We know the Word of God as reading the Word, but that's not really the image of the Word of God. Jesus is the one and only true image of the Word of God. So when you say you're not keeping the Word, it means you're not keeping the testimony of Jesus. It's a big deal. Jesus is the beginning. It not only identifies a time, it identifies who that time is. It's Jesus. The beginning wasn't just a clock that started to tick. The beginning is Christ being made known. Christ, Jesus, is the Word. If I could see the Word. Well, they did see the Word. The Word says, and the Word became flesh. And for the first time, we beheld it. We beheld him as the glory of the Father, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and glory. And the fullness of God dwelt in him in bodily form. It's real simple. Let's say it like this. God said, I want them to see my Word walking, talking, alive. Here he is, firstborn, the Son of God, from the bosom of the Father. There is a Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. But the Father is the fullness of all things. Jesus said, I didn't come of my own volition. I didn't come of my own will. I came by the order of the Father. He has sent me. Who did God send? The Word. And what does the Word look like? Jesus. Who is the Word? What is the Word really? Jesus. It's not just something spoken. It's not just something read. It's God manifest. The Word of God is life. The Word of God is true. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. The Word says that He was not. No one had seen God. No one has ever seen God at any time. But God the Son was manifest. And the Word says, in the last time, the Son of God was manifest so we could see the Word of God. We weren't just looking at a man named Jesus. We were looking at Jesus, the Word of God. He is the order of today because everything was made through Him, and without Him, there isn't anything that was made. We have to identify today as the day God has made. And it is marvelous in our eyes. And we are set in order with the perfect stone, so our lives should be perfectly ordered according to the will of God. This is not the doing of man. This is a marvel in our eyes. But if you don't believe it, by faith, you won't have it at all. You will struggle day after day after day. You will feel empty. You'll feel depressed. My daughter did a great video. If you haven't seen it yet, you need to watch it on the empty space. There is no emptiness unless God makes it because He fills everything. So in order for there to be an empty space in you, God has to put it there. And when He puts that space there, it is reserved solely, completely, and totally for God Himself to fill it. And He is the only one that will fill it. Your emotions temporarily will tell you something that is not God is filling that space, but it is a lie, and you will most certainly find out. God is the only one that can fill your space. He's the only one that can satisfy your church. He's the only one that can bless the congregation. He's the only one that can make the pastor's word worth anything more than dirt. He is the everlasting one. He is the everything. He is the fullness. And it's a foolish thing to consider that there is anything outside of that order that will satisfy you or bring you anything that you want. It is impossible, just as impossible as it is to do anything outside of the order of today, today. No matter what you do today, you'll do it in the order of today. Now that sounds pretty simple. But it really is very empowering if you realize what today is. Today has a perfect order. Today is laid out according to the chief cornerstone. Today is the day of the Lord. Did you hear that? Today is the day of the Lord. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to Him. But He is giving you every good thing in today. And only your faith can find it. So much of your relationships with God, a relationship with God is based on need. God answers my need. And what we've been saying here is this word is a transforming word to build the body up, to raise us up, as the Word said, so every part fits perfectly. God thinks perfect. Man thinks imperfect. Man thinks God's design is imperfect. God's design is perfect. Why people? When people say, I'm not perfect, I'll say, you're not thinking perfectly, but you were created perfectly. You were made to perfectly worship. You were made to perfectly love. You were made to perfectly believe God. You were made perfectly after the order of His will. It's your thinking that is so imperfect. The word says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Well, his way was perfect. His way was the order of God, and he made that clear. I am a man. I have manifest myself as a man, and I am the Word that is alive. I am the Word of God. Now, that can stir me pretty deeply if you think about it. He said, I came to demonstrate what you are supposed to be, how you are supposed to live, how you are supposed to think, how you are supposed to believe. Who would love great faith? Wouldn't it be awesome to have the faith of the centurion? Your servant's dying, he's sick, he's tormented, and the Lord says, I'll come to your house and heal him. He says, I'm not worthy. Humility, contriteness before God. But he didn't run away from him, he ran to him. True humility doesn't separate you from the Father. It brings you to your knees before him, and that's the truth. He said, humble yourself before me. Call on me and I'll answer you. Do you know that? You know what was so great about the centurion? Do you know what gave him great faith? Do you know what his revelation was? He knew Jesus was the Word. He said it. He said, I know who you are. You're the Word. Say it. Be you. In request of me. The greatness of the centurion's faith was he recognized Jesus as the Word. Speak the Word. Speak who you are only. I know the power of a man is his Word. You are the Word. Speak the Word and my servant will be healed. Jesus said, he's got it. He knows who I am. He knows that I am the Word. He knows my Word is a law. He knows my word is the order of today. He knows what I say will come to pass. That's great faith. Great faith isn't how big your need is. Great faith isn't how much you want. Great faith is knowing that Jesus is the Word. The Word is God. The Word is the beginning. In the beginning was God. That verse not only identifies the beginning, but who it is. Jesus. He said, I am the first, the last. I am the beginning. I am the end. The word says, in the last day, God manifested his word. In the last day, the world got an opportunity to look at the living word of God in action, speaking, living, alive. God manifest his word. Jesus is the Word of God. Not just a word that you hear. Jesus is, in all reality, the very image, the Word says, the very likeness of the Word of God. And there isn't anything, there isn't any life, there isn't any consistency, there isn't any peace, there isn't any abiding anything that makes anyone happy or complete outside of completeness. He is the completeness. He is the perfect order of the day, and your faith can find that treasure every single day. The power of the centurion is he knew Jesus was the Word. He knew it. Just like Peter knew he was the Son of God. Jesus said, I haven't seen this. No one has identified me as the Word except this man. They have believed I could heal them. They believed I was the Son, prophesied, but he has identified me for who I am. He knows I am the Word. This is great faith. Jesus isn't just a name we call on. Jesus is the Word of God that is the answer. When we celebrate a no, we're not celebrating disappointment. We're saying, my steps are ordered of the Lord, and this is my response to a no. The Lord has ordered my steps. Jesus is the cornerstone of my day. He has ordered my steps in the very likeness of who he is. And he, my God, this God, the only God, his way is perfect. I want a perfect day, every day. I want a perfect order, every single day. It doesn't matter what's coming your way if you know the secret. The secret is to rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice and say of the Lord, this is the day God has made and He's ordered it according to His perfect will. It will turn out as He is. There isn't anything that can steal that from you. There isn't anyone that can get in your way. It is unlawful according to the will and the word of God. No one can intrude into and on your perfect day. Today is what some would consider the Sabbath, some would not. I consider today the Sabbath. I consider today the rest of the Lord. And I will tell you why. The word says God made everything in the beginning. If you will, God made everything in the Jesus. In Jesus, God made everything. Through Jesus, God made everything. And everything that God made, He looked at it and He blessed it. And you can't take that back. When God blesses, it's blessed now and forever. Man can walk outside of the order of that blessing, but God remains blessed forevermore. And the word says that in the beginning God blessed everything. And on the seventh day He rested. Must we assume that He was tired? I mean, making all of creation is a big job. It's a lot. There's so much we haven't even seen. Was it an exhausting day? Elijah made fun of gods that got tired or didn't show up. He said, maybe your god's asleep when they were doing the sacrifice with the 450 prophets of Baal and the 400 prophets of Asher. He said, you guys, your god must be on a trip or he must be asleep because he's not answering you. But my God, our God, is here every moment of the day, ever present, ever powerful, ever God. And He made it in the perfect order of the day. And He blessed it on the seventh day and called it the Sabbath or Sabbath of the Lord. And in it He rested from all that He had made. So it sounds like He may have been a little bit tired. But the word says, my God doesn't get tired. He doesn't slumber, nor does He sleep. So what is He talking about? He's talking about what we've been talking about since we started. He's talking about Jesus. Jesus is the Sabbath day. The order of that day was kept in agreement with the law, because the word says the law was a schoolmaster leading us to believe what God was going to bring to pass. And then the scriptures also tell us in the latter day we saw the fulfillment of that spoken word, which is Christ. The Sabbath day, the seventh day, is every day. It's the rest in Christ. The word says, had they entered into this rest, they would have ceased from their labor, their, what kind of labor? Trying to make themselves righteous, their circumcision, their acts of religion, their acts of righteousness. Had they actually accepted and believed into the Sabbath day, but the word says, this has been since the beginning, and they entered not in because of unbelief. The Sabbath day is Jesus. The Sabbath day is, it is finished. The word says, from the foundation of the world, He was chosen. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for the sake of you. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 20. Every day is the rest of the Lord. We don't work to be saved. We don't work to be right. We are not engaged in gainful employment in order to earn our salvation. It's not through works, lest anyone should boast. It is a gift of God. It is a surrender to the will of the Father, saying, God, your order, you've ordered my steps in the perfect order of this day, and this day is founded upon Jesus Christ. From the very beginning of time. You set the order of my life. God set the order of your salvation from the very beginning, before the foundation of the world. And on the seventh day, God says, everything that I have made, I have secured it through my Son. I have secured it through my Word. I have secured it through Christ. He has been before the foundation of the world. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. It is Christ who is the foundation of every single day. God wasn't speaking of just the end of a day. He was speaking about the beginning of eternity. He was speaking about the Redeemer. He was speaking about Jesus Christ. He was speaking about the one and only risen Lord and Savior. And he was saying, this is perfect. It is finished. It is complete. It is blessed. Let us rest in who he is and what I have done, said God. This is the greatest season of your life. It's an opportunity for appetite. It's an opportunity to believe the Lord. It's an opportunity for a season of righteousness. The word says, since the beginning, since John the Baptist, the kingdom, if you read the old King James, has suffered violence and the violent take it by force. Let's break it down kind of to our language, say the same thing. Since John started preaching, Christ, the perfect order, the Word, from the beginning of time was made known. Now, your great gift from the Father in having a relationship with the one and only eternal, beyond imagination, invisible God is your faith in who Christ is. He reveals who God is to you in the fullness, and there is no other way. No other way. There is no other way. There is no other God but God Almighty, and his Word is Christ. And Christ is in him, and he is in Jesus. Jesus said, I am in him, and he is in me. He said, no one has known the Father except me, and I am the Word. And from the beginning of time, he set the order of your life. And it is by the faith God has given you as an incredible gift. The greatest gift you'll ever have is your ability to believe the Word of God. To believe Jesus. And it is through the power of that reality that you are made alive. It is through the power of that reality, your faith, you have. Every single person has exactly what you need to be born again. Every single individual has the power to receive Christ as Lord and Savior. And you're not just receiving salvation because you did bad and now he made things right. You're receiving the perfect order of God's will for your life. And you can easily surrender to that. Only your mind, which is enmity against God, makes it difficult. Since the beginning of that time, God made his will manifest. He ordered the perfect order of that day. And this is that season. This is the greatest season of your life. This is the hour of the Lord's creation. This is the divine order of God's perfect will and God's perfect purpose. And we should celebrate today. We should celebrate today as the Sabbath. Is not every day holy in Christ? When Jesus came, he said, and he healed on the Sabbath day. So you could say Jesus broke the law, and that's what the religious leaders say. And that's what some people might say about me, but I'm not. I'm saying who Jesus is. He is the Sabbath. He is the perfection of that day. He is the order of all God made. And you go back to John 1:1, and that's what Genesis is talking about. It was a finished work. God blessed it, and he rested from all that he had made. That word rest means literally it is perfected, it is finished. Jesus said, it is finished. He spoke the same word on the cross that God spoke on the seventh day. It is finished. It is done. Christ has been from the beginning. He is the order of your peace. And if you will, in all sincerity, surrender your heart and your mind and say, God, I know you. See, the scriptures were never meant as information. They were meant to be impartation. The word says, The word outside of the Spirit is dead letter. It means you look at it, you get it, you know it, but you don't do it. You need the Holy Spirit to know Jesus. He will draw you. And he says, when you receive me, that's what he said in the day of Pentecost. He empowered them. He said, I'm going to empower you with the Holy Spirit. He told Peter, you know who I am. But he said, until you're empowered, until you're transformed, you won't bear witness to me. But once you do, you will truly bear witness with me, and you'll never deny me again. And Peter never did, because you need the power of the Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God Himself. It is the Spirit of God. Here's an analogy. Say a father leaves an inheritance to his son, a wealthy, successful empire, and he leaves it to his son. The son inherits the empire. Kind of like the prodigal son, he squanders it. He doesn't have the ability to manage it. Why? He doesn't have the Spirit of his father. People will say, he's made a mess of it. He's bringing it to ruins. Why? He doesn't have the Spirit of his father. He has the empire. He has the wherewithal. He has the wealth. But he doesn't have the Spirit of his father. We need the Spirit of God. You need the Holy Spirit, or the letter of God, the word of God, is dead to you. You don't really see it as Christ. You see it as an option. You see it as something to be considered, but you can probably work your way around it. You might be able to maneuver yourself in some order where you don't have to do it exactly. Even though you know it's right, you lack the power to do what is right because you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Not just know who he is, you know to know what he is and where he is. And who he comes from. He is the Spirit of the Father. In order today for us to walk in the power of the kingdom, there is an impartation. I call for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit that Joel the prophet prophesied and that Peter reiterated prophetically, saying, and this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, saying, in the last days, says God, I will pour out of my Spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy. I am telling you today, we are in the day of the kingdom of God. The last time happened when Jesus said, this is the last time. That was a long time ago. These are the progressive days of the kingdom of God being manifest. You have seen the hand of God. You have seen judgment touch the earth. You have seen things happen that you've read about in Revelation and we're not aware of. But I'm telling you, today is the hour, the answer, and the order of the Lord. This is the greatest season. You are in the season you are asking for. The kingdom of God is manifest. Jesus has come in the flesh. He has made himself known. He has descended upon the earth. He has poured out his Spirit, and he lives and he breathes inside of his house, his temple. You are the temple of the living God. These are the days of the Lord. So repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. We should celebrate. Rejoice. Be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward. God was the first one to celebrate a day, and he did it on the seventh day, and he called it the rest. Celebrate what I have done. Be reverent of what I have done. God said, I'm telling you not to work, not because working is wrong. I'm telling you because I want you to acknowledge that your salvation is complete in the one that will be manifest in the earth. It is finished. Today and every day should be the Sabbath of the Lord to you. It should be the day of rest. And they entered not in because of unbelief. Jesus said, come to me, everyone that's laboring or heavy laden, I'll give you rest. He wasn't talking about working. He was talking about the aggressive effort of the soul to try and sustain himself, to fill himself with joy and peace and confidence. Jesus has done it. God did it in the beginning. God is the Word. Jesus is God. Jesus is the Word. The Holy Spirit fills you. He was sent from the Father. You see Jesus being baptized. You hear the Father speak from heaven. You see the Holy Spirit descend of the dove. You see the triad of God, the Trinity of the Father. And Jesus is the Word. He said, if you know me, you know the Father. For I and the Father are one. To know him is to love him. And to love him is to obey him. And to obey him is to follow his word. And to follow his word is to follow Christ. And this is the greatest season of your life. I'm going to ask you to stand with me this morning. Raise your hands and say, Father, thank you for your love. I need Jesus. I need the Holy Spirit. I need the Word of God. Forgive me of all my sins, my past, present, everything and anything that will ever take place. I believe in you. I know I don't have to understand it with my mind. I believe in my heart. That's called faith. Forgive me. Save me. Make me born again. I receive you as my Lord and Savior, Jesus. You poured out your blood. You gave your life. I receive you. And Father, pray with me. Pray me. Father, fill me with the Holy Spirit. Fill me, fill me, fill me. So the Holy Spirit makes the decisions in me. Not my will. Your will be done. In the name, the identity, the nature, the spirit, and the power of Jesus, I pray. And everyone shouted. Amen. Give the Lord praise in the house. Remember the woman that asked Jesus to heal her daughter, and he said, it's not meant to give the children's bread to the dogs. What Jesus was saying is, I came to the house of Israel first. An order. Came to the house of Israel first. And her faith did something incredibly unusual. She went right into the future, to the cross. Okay, Jesus said no. She got a no. But the no was a more than this. To know is the salvation of God. She said, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Proximity. She just got close and wouldn't back off. Bartimaeus got close and wouldn't back off. The woman with the issue of blood got close and wouldn't back off. Elijah told Elisha, stay back. Elisha said, there's a double portion for me. It's not just twice of what you had. It's a continuation. It's an again. Proximity is everything. You know, when he's first on your mind, it's real. When everything else is and he's kind of secondary, he's not. Proximity is power. Get close. You have to be in the Word. You have to. You can't get away with it. You have to. You get up in the morning, open the Word and read it. Hit your knees or stand on your feet and glorify God and say, Lord, lead me today in all my decisions. And then listen for him. He's there to do it. God's great. Father, we praise and thank you for this day. Let's pull on heaven together. We declare, hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord God has spoken. This is the day you have made, and we rejoice and we're glad in it. What is this day? It's the order that you built, that you created, that Christ is, that was rejected by religious leaders, but Father, received by those that believed you and received Christ. We accept and receive the chief cornerstone as the cornerstone of our lives, everything that is being built, everything that will ever be built, now and throughout eternity. And God, we give you praise. Heavens of God be poured out in this nation. Raise up your people. Help them to see the wonder, the perfect order of today, regardless of what the challenge is. You are calling them to an order. The woman at the table said, even the dogs eat the crumbs. Since the day of John the Baptist, the people have pressed in. She pressed in. Elisha pressed in to his double anointing. But Bartimaeus pressed into the kingdom. The woman pressed into the kingdom. We press into the kingdom by faith. Jesus said, as you have said, so let it be. And the word says her daughter was healed that moment. God has given you the power today to press on far, far beyond anything you've experienced, any sin, any evil, any bad, any wrong, any past. Since the day John made Christ known, that was the key and the power to travel into the time of our future, the time of your blessing, the time of God's favor, literally into the kingdom of God that you have been waiting for. This is that day. Today is the day of the Lord. Today has a perfect order, and your faith will find it. And Father, we give you praise in Jesus' name. Come on. If you have your wristband, you can tug on it today. If you brought your rope, you can tug on that. If you don't have anything, just pull on heaven. This is just a representation of our connection to heaven. It's strong. It's right here. The kingdom of God is within our grasp, the word says. Father, we give you praise. We pray your kingdom come. Your will be done in earth as in heaven. Be glorified in us and through us. To you, God, be the glory. Let today be the greatest season of our lives. Let us walk in the wonder of your spirit, of your will, your word, your wisdom, your life, your health, your strength, your spirit, your power. Be glorified in and through us, God, we pray. We pull on heaven today for your kingdom to come through us, your will to be done in us, and we declare it in Jesus' name. Everybody shout, come on. Fill the house with praise today. What a great day. What a great season. What a great time. What a great moment. And Donna, I declare the blessing of the Lord on you this birthday. I declare God's favor. God filled you with extreme joy, extreme peace, extreme soundness of spirit, body, and mind, in which none of these things can be shaken. The Lord is your foundation. You are founded upon the Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior. You are filled from on high by the Spirit of the living God. You walk in the testimony of Jesus Christ, his love, his grace, his mercy, his righteousness, and his favor. I declare the glory of God's blessing on you that keeps you in step every single moment of every day in perfect unison and perfect unity with God the Father in Jesus' name. And everyone shouted, amen. What a great day. How great is the Lord? How blessed are you? How blessed are you? How happy are you? Rejoice! There's a treasure to be found today. Your faith will find it.